New Radio Sports Network and 96.7 WBDK. Sturgeon Bay Soccer. They will face Kiel this evening in Sturgeon Bay, 7 p.m., the opening touch. And Sturgeon Bay comes into this one beating a tough-run Colley Two Rivers team 3-2 to be that fifth game of this current winning streak. And we're joined right now by Coach Todd Moss. And, Coach, tell us a little bit about that 3-2 win over Roncalli and just how happy you were that you were able to gut that out, because I believe that was a timely penalty kick that Ben Luters was able to drill the secure the victory.
Yeah, we played really good the first half. Controlled the ball, controlled the tempo, put in two goals. We go into halftime kind of feeling pretty good about ourselves. And then second half, we have a few blunders in the back and a couple non-pressed releases on their part. So that put us under some pressure. They got two to tie the game. And then we do some good things to get the ball back into some right spots to have some great opportunities to score. We just can't find the net. And then I believe it's right around the 75th minute, we get a PK. Gavin Fernandez gets the ball in the box, and they slide tackle. And whether you like the call or don't like the call, you have to play different when the ball's in the box. And he got the ball clean. He got an awful lot of Gavin. So, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer call for an official in the high school level. At college, you might have to think about it a little bit more. But, somebody's going to like it and somebody's not going to like it. And obviously, Benny put it away to give us the victory at 3-2.
And the last time that you and I talked, you're coming off the Racine-Horlick game and the Kenosha-Tremper game that you went 0-1-1 on. You went on to tie Notre Dame 2-2, and then you've rattled off 5 wins in a row, 3 shutouts in that meantime. And I know sometimes it comes down to, the quality of opponent that you're playing, but are there other things about your team that maybe you've noticed that maybe have just switched over the last couple of weeks that, for whatever that reason may be, your team's just been doing a better job of doing?
You'd like to think that. I think these last couple actually really come down to the quality of the opponent and how we get ready and prepare for those games mentally. And I'm not trying to take anything away from the teams that we've played last. They're all good teams. It's just that we play really good against a quality team like Horlick and Notre Dame to get the ties there. And Horlick, what was that one? 1-2. That was a late goal on their part. So our guys really have to mentally prepare and not have stupid mistakes in bad situations. And if we can stop doing that, the games that we should win or have more superiority in, we're kind of struggling with a little bit. The Peshtigo game, for example, I mean, that one came down to the wire. It looks kind of weird on paper, 3-0, but all 3 goals came in the last 10 minutes. So that was, and we stopped a PK during the middle of the game for them. So, I mean, they go up 1-0. That's a totally different game. So we kind of have to stop killing ourselves a little bit in the games that we know that we have a better team and stop letting those other teams stay in the game. And again, I'm not knocking the other opponents because they come out to play and everybody wants to win just as much as we do, but we're kind of killing ourselves lately. So these last couple games here, kind of all on us, and we got to put together a good game today. Otherwise, Kiel's going to rattle off some goals, and we're going to be in trouble.
And, you take a look at the Packerland Conference. You obviously had some success there. They expanded, I believe, either this year or last year, and you're seeing some of these other teams here. What's been maybe the biggest difference you've seen with the addition of the Eastern Wisconsin Conference into what would have been the old Packerland?
Well, it gives us some different teams to look at, which is kind of nice. I mean, I don't like playing the same teams all the time. if it was just the old Beckerland conference, we would play everybody twice. So, and I don't like doing that. I think that we should have more non-conference games. The teams can go out and get the teams that they want to play. It helps their schedule. It helps their strength of schedule a little bit. And to be honest with you, some of these teams, we don't want to play twice. They don't want to play us twice. I mean, it some of it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, some of these guys, they want to go play other teams as well. So even if it was the Packerland, I still wish that we would only play everybody once. It makes the game more meaningful, the first one, knowing that you don't have a second one if you mess up. And then you can go get some other games, non-conference games, that the teams that you really want to play. So this schedule now, we can play everybody once. We get new teams to look at, teams that we haven't played now for a few years because they were in our conference a few years ago, and then they left, and now they're back. So I don't know what's going to happen next year, if it's going to go back to the same way or not. But I like this a little bit better. Yeah, there's more travel. But I don't like playing the same teams all the time. I like the variety a little bit.
Both you and Keel come into this one undefeated in the conference. I don't know how much you've been able to see Keel or take a look deep into their scorebook, but what are some of the things that maybe Keel is doing right this year that's led out to their own fast start in the conference?
Well, I think they obviously got some players, and they're putting up a lot of goals. I have not really seen too many like opponents with Keel. I mean, we're pretty much the same team. So I think this is going to be a huge test for us, mentally, physically, defending our home field, you know, on homecoming week. So there's a lot of hype with this one. Both of us are undefeated in conference. So it's a big game for both teams. I'm glad we get them at home. So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting game. I just hope that our guys are prepared to have a battle.
Now, football usually gets the headlines when it comes to homecoming. Do you see some of that homecoming, whether it's amped for just, you know, all the different activities or, you know, for the game itself? Do you see a little bit of that residual homecoming spirit on the soccer field this week?
We do. They know this is a big week for us. Obviously, we had Ron Colley the other day. They were undefeated in the conference as well. So you got two big games that could make or break your season for your conference standing. And it comes and it lies during homecoming week. So how much better can you get? So I think the boys are geared up, not only because of what these games mean, but also because it is homecoming week and we got some quality teams to play.
All right, we'll end this with a little fill in the blank, Coach. Sturgeon Bay beats Keel if?
We control the tempo of the game and don't have turnovers in bad situations.
Very good. Sturgeon Bay, Keel, 7 p.m. at Clark Field. You'll be able to listen to the game on 96.7 WBDK. Coach Motz, good luck. Thank you, and happy homecoming week.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the new Radio Sports Network.